Let us begin our consecration to the Lord. Lord, we offer up to you this day, and as we continue on the second half of the third week of Easter, we open our hearts to you and we ask that we may be in the spirit of the Good Shepherd, whose Good Shepherd Sunday is this coming Sunday. We may trust in your leadership, we may trust in your guidance, and we may always be open to where you are leading us to be. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. I've been talking for the past several days about the issues to deal with journalism and corporate journalism and corporate media and everything else in light of who we are as people of faith. And so it's important for us to understand the focus here is not to get into any kind of fray with media organizations by any stretch of the imagination, because if you know where I come from, you'll know that at least over the past, we'll say 30, 40 years, I would believe that many media organizations have an agenda anyway. So I've always felt that. And you can kind of get in a sense of that, of some of the history that went back over the past 40 years, some of the ways that stories are put out and they're described and they're framed and everything else. And as I explained to you earlier in the week, that this happens not because people sit in rooms and make a decision that we're going to tell people this and we're not going to tell people that. It has to do with their formation within a company that leads them to think in a certain way. And that happens to all of us, every single one of us. That happens to all of us, where we're whatever organization we belong to, and I'm going to put us outside the church for a minute, you know, in our working world, whatever organization we belong to, you're going to be formed in some way by that organization. If you are not, then you're going to find yourself eventually phased out of the organization. So I'm coming from that perspective. Now, what we're called to do is to be people who practice our faith. But you can understand, if you see a bigger picture of how organizations work, why it's important for us to be rooted in prayer, to be rooted in how we serve, who we serve, and that being Jesus Christ, and to glorify God. Now, as Catholics, we have what is known as the concept of the church is the bark of Christ. Now, what that means is we've always looked at the church as kind of like a lifeboat. So the church is, we can say, the vehicle that leads us to heaven. That's a very bad analogy, but that's going to help us. Okay, it is the vehicle that allows us to get to heaven. We are in union with Christ. We seek to know Christ on a personal level through our prayer life, through our liturgical life, through all our devoted life. We do all of that. And we do that within the context of the church. However, we don't worship the church, we worship Christ. And so the church provides the vehicle that allows us to experience Christ in the ways that he wants us to experience them and that we are open to experience them. But the church itself is not the dictator on how we're going to experience Christ. Only Christ is. The church helps us to discern when we are experiencing Christ and when we are not. That's what the role of the church is, among a few others, but especially the bishops, allows us to discern when we are rooted in Christ and when we are not. And that's what's important, because our ultimate goal is to grow closer to Christ all the time, but how we experience Christ may differ by who we are, how we live, etc., etc. For example, a monk in a Cistercian abbey, such as the one at Spencer, Massachusetts, may experience Christ on a whole different level than I will, because I'm not a monk who lives in a Cistercian abbey. I am a diocesan priest who lives within the diocesan form of spirituality and in a community, whereas the Cistercians live separate. And you might experience Christ differently because maybe you are the father or mother of a family and you are devout Catholics, but you are also experiencing the vocation of marriage, the vocation of spouse, the vocation of parent, which I am not. And therefore, your experience of Christ will be rooted in your life experience as well. So you see how all of that may differ. And the church itself guides us in each and every one of these vocations, but it doesn't dictate to us how you are called to live your vocation except for the guidance, but it's not called that, okay, you will get up at 6 o'clock in the morning, you will work at such and such a place. The church doesn't operate like that. Neither does God. So you can see that the church is an avenue, and that gives us discernment. That avenue can tell us when we are walking down a path that may lead us away from Christ, when we decide, for example, on our own, that church teaching is something we disagree with, then we are walking away from the bark of Christ, and we better be right what we're talking about. And chances are we are not right because we're looking at the church with 2,000 years of history. Do you see what I'm talking about? So the church is this avenue of discernment, but it doesn't describe how we are going to live our Christian life. I want to expand on that on the other side of the break. You're listening to St. Anthony Overnight from St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WEZE 590 AM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. We'll be right back right after this. Did you know that you can listen to Catholic Audio Media on the iHeartRadio app? Catholic Audio Media is now available through your iHeartRadio app. If you don't have the app, download it to your smartphone, tablet, or computer and subscribe through the podcast tab to Catholic Audio Media. You'll be able to hear both St. Anthony Overnight and The Voice of St. Anthony, both programs through the app. You can also enable them through your smart speaker and hear them through the smart speaker as well. Just ask for Catholic Audio Media podcast from iHeartRadio. You can hear them anywhere. You can listen to them as you're jogging. You can listen to them as you're preparing to go to bed. You can listen to them as you're eating and having breakfast or lunch or dinner. You can hear them anytime you want at iHeartRadio through the iHeartRadio app. And don't forget our website, CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can check out the archives of the show. You can contact us, send us a message, feedback. Hey, you know what? You know what I'm looking for right now? Can you send me questions that you may have that you would like me to answer on the air? So if you have any questions, say, hey, you know, I'd like you to answer this question. Go ahead, send me questions that you would like to answer, you would like me to answer on the air. Do that where you go to CatholicAudioMedia.com, click where it says contact, and go from there. You can send us prayer requests, which we read every so often. We haven't had us to want to read the prayer requests specifically, but please mention a prayer request. We've had some of those. All that at CatholicAudioMedia.com. By the way, if you do send me a prayer request off the air, I do mention it at Mass, and just the very basic details, what you'd want me to mention. And I do mention that at Mass as well when we have the morning Mass. All of that you can check out at CatholicAudioMedia.com. And by the way, as we slowly open up, if you happen to be in the Alston area and like to come to Mass on weekends at 4 o'clock in the afternoon or 10 o'clock in the morning, feel free, providing we follow the social distancing limit concerns and everything else. But if you happen to be in the area and you'd like to consider coming to Mass, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, 10 o'clock in the morning, providing you engage in social distancing and understanding the limits that we may be required to follow, depending on how many people at Mass. So consider that as well. CatholicAudioMedia.com. So we're talking about how the church is guiding you to live your vocation. Now, if you can see why it's so important to live your vocation, there was a great interview with Glenn Greenwald, who, by the way, I don't know if he's a practicing Catholic. I don't know if he was baptized or whatever. Glenn Greenwald is an independent journalist who is really challenging the established media. And he lives in Brazil. And so he's also challenging the establishment media in Brazil, which includes Globo. And I know I mentioned, you know, I'll even read Globo occasionally, which has its issues. Well, it does. It's part of corporate media in Brazil, but it also gives me a focus from a Brazilian perspective of what comes here in the United States. But by the way, Globo is no friend of the Catholic Church. I'll tell you that much. I mean, that's anything you think is anti-Catholic up here is nothing compared to what Globo has put out. So that's something to be aware of. But in any sense, so he challenges the media, including Globo. Now, he is not Catholic. As a matter of fact, he is married to his husband, so he's not a practicing Catholic. I have no idea what religion his background is. But he's someone who's challenging the media, and that's what he's most known for. And so there's a great interview with him from Chris Hedges, who is a journalist, but he was ordained a Presbyterian minister, and he went to school right down the street from me at Harvard Divinity School. Chris Hedges used to write for the New York Times. Now he's on RT. An excellent interview, which I'd highly recommend that you can check it out. If you go to RT_America on YouTube, you'll eventually see Chris Hedges' program, which is On Contact, and I highly recommend that video. So if you listen to that, and they're talking about how power, the political power, and how there are those who play all this manipulative games to keep their political power, and then, of course, the implications this happens in the United States. Of course this happens in the United States, and this isn't attacking politics or anything. It's human. And now you understand that if we live without God, then we have these forces that are human forces that seek their ultimate power. And some of them will corrupt themselves in order to get this ultimate power. Now you understand why God is so important. And now you understand why living your faith is so important. I'm not going to sit here and say, do you know what they're doing here in this country? Because they're doing it in every country. You know, they're doing it in every country because that's the human reality. That's the reality, seeking that power, that political power that will get them what they're looking for. And all human societies have operated like that forever. And without God, they go off the charts. That's why we have to live our faith. That's why living your baptismal promise is so important. That's why rooting yourself in Christ is so important. That's why being a family of prayer is so important, because we present the perspective of God to bring people back to the fullness of humanity. We'll talk tomorrow. We continue to update our website at CatholicAudioMedia.com, and now you can subscribe to our Substack newsletter and webpage. Just click on the button that says Join Us at Substack, and there you can subscribe, or just click the option to visit the newsletter webpage without subscribing. More options from CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com, where you can also contact us. You can send us feedback. You can send us prayer requests, all at CatholicAudioMedia.com. In Cristo vivimos.